Hey, I think we lie. Hey, I think we lie. Hey, I think we lie.
Why you do it right now?
I didn't do it. I'm beside you. What button am I pushing?
I was putting my phone on Do Not Disturb.
For the podcast?
Yeah.
For this one?
I mean, we don't want no interruptions, do we? Like
we ain't that professional, dog.
We not that professional.
We not that professional. No. We professional.
I mean, yeah, don't say that like that. Like,
but this is also a podcast that's considered a safe space.
It is.
So if your phone happened to go off, my nigga, shit, nobody in here be like, huh, nobody.
Nobody.
These are facts.
But you've done that before. Burr, burr, burr. I'm not going to go back to other episodes.
I've done that to who?
To me. You've done that. It's been on the episode. Early episode. That's right. Early days. That's right.
You before, got before we had a stew?
And you snitched. That's right. Before the stew.
It don't count before the stew.
There was a stew before the stew, though. Now, don't disrespect us. Don't get beside myself. Don't get beside. Let me fire my blunt. This boy up here disrespecting our low budget stews we
like
had.
Like, we didn't come from the phone because tilted on the candle.
He forgot his dining room table was the stew first.
That was the stew.
Right at his kitchen.
And an apartment.
In the apartment.
In the apartment.
Hold on. Hold on. No. Okay.
Hold on. By the way, we are smoking Big Baby Bud by G5. My own strand have found its way to North Carolina. I can't tell you how. I don't know how. But it's here.
Now, you didn't have to say that.
Again, this now, is a safe.
Now?
What you mean I don't know how I got here?
We don't.
I could have just went to Vegas.
We don't know how I got here.
I don't know how I got here, but it's here.
I don't know it got here.
And we're blessed. Continue.
Listen. What you about to say? You're not going to disrespect the low-budget stews.
I've never forgot where I come from.
Okay.
But the reason why I probably said something to you Do Not Disturb because we was probably recording on your phone.
No, we weren't.
And the whole video just stopped. Remember how we used to shoot, though? Remember, like, somebody would call or we'd shoot, dog, y'all, we would shoot a whole 10-minute episode on the phone and the sound wouldn't play?
No.
On the phone. Like, just all out of all the videos on the phone, all of a sudden this video has no sound. Am I lying?
Came from a mighty long way. Mm-hmm. A mighty long way. Mm-hmm. And now that we in here, you getting all bougie.
Ain't you supposed to?
A little bit.
Ain't you supposed to? When they say the rappers get money, ain't you supposed to leave the hood and don't go back?
Are you supposed to not go back?
You could go back and take care of shit.
Supposed to go back.
But you supposed to leave.
You're not supposed to stay there.
Not supposed to stay. Go back, give some words of encouragement, help the people out, show some love, drop some turkeys off.
You know, drop some turkeys off. some backpacks with supplies. Like, look. Hey, you know what? Let's just keep it real about it.
I hate to be that real about
Let's
it.
Let's keep it real.
Throw some turkeys out there. Let's just keep it real.
Even if they made it and came back to the hood, you wouldn't respect it. Because okay.
Give me your analogy. Break it down to me. This is safe.
We're going
to
take a
last few hits. I don't think we said that once.
Say you are an artist.
Artist.
Whatever. Okay. Entertainer. Whatever.
Okay.
You from the hood, you make it out.
Mm-hmm.
You go back, you move into a project apartment back in the hood where you used to stay.
Where you used to stay.
The people around ain't going to speak. They be like, oh, so he trolling us.
Oh, now, this nigga's trying me.
He's trying me. Now, he know he ain't supposed to be here.
I've never looked at it from that point, and that makes perfect good sense, brother.
Then that makes sense.
That is a great analogy. You should leave. You should leave.
But
and if you're going to be in your city, be on the outskirts, skirts, where don't nobody even know where that's at. Because there's a community.
Let me say it.
There's a community that rich people live in every city where you don't even know where that's at.
Let me say it how they understand it.
Break it down.
When you go back, when you make it and go back to your place, your hood or whatever to stay, don't stay in hood. Like, stay on the side of town where you were scared to go when you was little because you know. You weren't supposed to be over there.
You weren't supposed to be over there.
Yeah, like if I go over there, they're going to look at me funny.
Right.
Yeah, you move over there.
Move over there.
Yeah, you move over there.
Where you once couldn't go.
Where you once couldn't go, okay? Where they had more than just a Foot Locker in the mall. Because on your side of town, you know, just a Foot Locker.
That's it. A Foot Locker. Maybe a Champs.
A Foot Locker, a record store.
Or a
Foot Action and a record store and a food court.
Why is Hibbert Sports never in the mall?
They stand alone.
It's always in the shopping center.
They stand alone.
I got a question. Not with a question, a statement.
Burr, burr, burr.
Does it get on your nerves when something's good has happened to you and you've called like your closest friends and like, why is it when that something don't nobody pick up? Because when the big baby came, how many missed calls did you wake up to from your Saturday nap?
I can't remember.
I'm talking about, y'all, I called all my weed friends. I called Drink first, called my brother, called Drink again, called Walt, called Tyler, called all my close weed confidants about this great accomplishment we have just achieved. Nobody picked up. So what I do, I just rolled up the fattest L of Big Baby Bud I could and faced that motherfucker.
And went to sleep after that. Because that is some good, this is some good weed. Now I got to understand, it just tastes good, bro.
It's good. It tastes clean. It's strong. I mean, I'm getting higher with every puff. You can tell by the smoke. You can tell when it's good weed by the way the smoke come out. If the smoke is heavy, but yet swift, it's good weed.
I kind of think he kind of I think he kind of reached on that one right there, huh? Because I see people blow out Newport smoke, and I'd be like, wow, they smoking good, ain't they?
Not on
just
the
by the way they smoke, but I know it's not good because it's tobacco. I know it ain't good.
But
the way they hitting it and blowing out that clear, hey.
Let's just throw that out there.
What?
Cigarette smokers in the smoking nature are some of the coolest smokers of all smokers.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Like, we smokers are not, we're not the coolest smokers. We're not. That cigarette, bro, I'm talking about even the setup. You saw Sid on Kings of Comedy. Even the setup, pulling it out the pocket, hitting the box. Something about hitting the box just got down.
Listen, yeah. But I have to be fair about us weed smokers.
Okay.
We're probably on the last of the list of cool smokers.
We're probably third.
We're probably last because we always have to cough. We have to cough or something.
Nobody else coughs but us.
Yeah. And nobody else is smoking,
because when a cigarette smoker when they fire hit that cigarette, wow,
yeah,
they get right back in the motion. Us, we got to take a second, cough, go to the side.
It's just not the cough. It could be something else, like, you know, nobody else has the.
Nobody else has that.
Nobody else has that.
But us.
But us. We don't look cool. I mean,
you got weed crumbs on your lip in the cipher.
If it's not the cough,
it came off. It's hanging on your lip right now.
If it's not the cough, it's the. If it's not that, it's the. Oh, the blunt coming loose. We don't look cool.
There you go. Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
So you put...
I put cigarette smokers first. As far as cool.
As far as looking cool.
Cool.
We're not talking about the actual...
Absolutely not. Team Natural.
Last. Cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Cigar.
I kind of want to go pipe smokers.
Oh, okay. The pipe to hang. Oh, I'm talking about... You're talking about the people who actually set it up.
The saxophone pipe.
The people who be like...
Yeah, the saxophone
Woo!
Pipe.
Yeah.
Saxophone pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third has to be cigars.
I'm talking about, first of all, when a woman is smoking a cigar.
Yes.
She put them lips around that cigar.
See where he went with it.
Huh? I went too far.
See?
No, I'm just saying, though. Like,
I'm just saying.
Most women are glossy, and then they got them. Boy.
What?
Yeah.
You can't do that again, though.
No, I mean, I wasn't doing it.
You did it.
Wow. In front of everybody.
Brr, brr, brr.
And then last.
Hold on.
No, Black and Mild is in there somewhere now.
Huh?
Black and Mild smokers do. Yeah, bro. Yeah. You got to give Black and Mild smokers their credit, bro.
I do?
Black and Mild, because they get to smoke anywhere.
But it's
and it look like a blunt sometimes. Sometimes it look like a blunt. Like,
can I go ahead and keep it real? Can I go ahead and keep it real? The way that black hang out your mouth, it just don't look cool.
It gives me mechanic vibes?
It just doesn't look cool. Is for real, you know, the way the black be hanging, it just look like a stress life. Like you're smoking it out of stress.
So are you?
I might put blacks behind weed smokers. So they last.
Okay, I give you that. Hookah.
Wow. We got to put hookah smokers.
Hookah's in there, though. Gosh. Some motherfuckers be cool with that hookah, bro.
Am I tripping by saying it's pushing one?
Cigarette one, hookah two. Hookah might be one.
That's what I said. It's pushing it.
The big, I just don't like, you know, the whole.
Because I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I've never been able to do it.
Why? Because we want to inhale.
Why can I smoke so much weed?
We don't know how to. We don't know
and
how
not
to
blow out a lot of hookah smoke.
Our problem.
They blow out a lot.
Our problem as cannabis consumers is that we are used to inhaling.
You are not supposed to do that.
You are not supposed to inhale with hookah, and you are not supposed to inhale with cigars.
Hold on.
That's why I can't smoke cigars, because I have to constantly tell myself.
Wait a minute.
When I hit, hey, don't you inhale? Because when you inhale a cigar, what happens? Big cough.
Wait a minute.
Big headache.
Burr, burr, burr.
Facts.
Burr, 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 burr. So where does all that smoke go the whole time that hookah's going? And they smoking up all that. Like, it's making that noise for a long time.
That's them pulling it
if
right
they're
there.
Not inhaling it, where's all that smoke
they're
going?
They're pulling it right there.
Right where?
Right there in the mouth.
They just holding all that smoke up in their jaws. And then when they blow out, they just blow out the train.
You can't inhale hookah smoke like that. Not like that. Oh,
so I've been doing it wrong?
Yeah. You've been inhaling. You're a smoker.
I cough cannabis. Too. I don't cough
every time off the hookah, don't you? Yeah, because you're not putting inhale it.
I be dead.
Learn something new every day. Last few years. We're here last few years. That's about education of cannabis. The products do not take part in the part of the kind of nicotine.
Hookah.
I got a question.
What's that?
Outside games, are they a lost art? Just games in general that involves physical activity. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if this new generation knows anything about heads up, seven up.
I like the way you called it, outside games. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lost art. And we already discussed one a few episodes ago.
What?
When I discussed how the new age kids try to ding dong ditch me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got
trash.
Lost art. Number one, video doorbells make it a lost art.
Yes.
But I really feel like that if we had video doorbells, we would have found a way around it.
We would have found a way. We would have found a way.
Anyway.
Because we come from a conniving, lying era.
Yeah, yeah. Outside.
Yes,
games.
Mom, I was home. We would have had double the ass whoopers if we had cameras.
High and Go Get It is no more. Ever
I would have started off with How to Go Seek, but we'll never get if you want to go straight to How to Go Get It.
High and Go Seek, not getting played either, though. Any hide and goes, not getting played.
Well, shit,
anymore.
In today's world, are you even supposed to hide? Because if you hide, you get snatched up in today's world the way it's going. You know what I'm saying?
Usually we play in an environment.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? But like, I would just sit here thinking, like, when is the last time you done seen some kids at a park playing red light, green light? Which in my mind, is a top five outside game of all time.
Boy, you better say it's top five.
Top five.
Look here. That's so gone, too, that Squid Games couldn't even bring it back.
They tried. Squid Games.
But it was only like, but nobody, it's not back.
It's not back.
Red light, green light, not back.
Red light, green light, top five.
Top five.
How to go seek top five.
Top five.
For the ladies, Double Dutch.
Only if you're on a competitive team. Not seeing it just.
Double Dutch is gone. Double Dutch is gone.
That's just a little something you see on the reel now. Don't believe the hype. It's gone.
Will we ever see red light, green light again?
It's gone.
I ain't been to a park in a long time. What's at a park now? Is everything still at a park?
Soft equipment. I saw plastic.
Break that down.
I saw the whole slide and monkey bars and all that be made of plastic material.
Outside.
Now, how you getting tough on that?
At a real park?
Huh?
You know what? I can be honest. I don't even know what our slides was made of.
A car hood.
The
whole slide was a car hood. It was hot as hell in the summer.
Some type of metal. I don't know what that metal was. Why was that metal so hot? And why could your skin hit the metal and make noise?
Listen.
We weren't supposed to slide on that. Listen. I don't think we were supposed to slide on our slides. Mm-mm. Don't be out there with them shorts. And you know our shorts back then. Hey, huh? Thighs and knees was out.
That's why you had to know how to slide down.
You had to know how to slide.
If you wasn't,
have you ever been stuck in a slide?
If you wasn't from the hood, you didn't know how to slide down there without making a squeak.
Have you ever been stuck in a slide?
What do you mean stuck?
I mean like stuck. Like maybe you went down. Maybe you was in the slide and
you
like
were you big back then, weren't you? Boy got stuck.
Maybe you went down the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you know you went down like this, but you set up. You thought you could like maybe go forward, and then you got.
Oh no! I done went down backwards before.
Yeah,
and ain't nobody get stuck.
So you ain't never went backwards and like your head got. You ain't never got stuck.
My producer, you shook your head. No, like no, we ain't never got stuck. We done that.
I'm not the only one who's been stuck in the slide.
How you get stuck? It's not me. Look at them.
Going backwards, and I had my head up, and I had.
And that's how it happened.
Yeah. And I had to literally, like, calm down and. Yeah.
I kind of want you to let it go because the visual I'm getting right now of you back in the day then getting stuck.
I will always be, bro. Like, it no. would just. It, I would. What if I was tall? Stuck.
Still, we shaking our head. Me, our producer.
We're you like, know, you was the shit back in the day.
Burr, burr, burr.
If you could backflip off the swing,
yeah,
that's off top
the,
tier.
Off the little monkey bar. Oh, you mean like
that's top tier?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about swing, pow, yeah. You never did that. I think you never backflipped off a swing.
Not the you mean like come on, when you're going forward, you come back off the like
yeah, and you land boom
yeah.
That's NBA. Top tier. You never done that,
but that's one of the ones that it, like I got getting my nerve up, like my swing. I'm like okay, no, that ain't it. Like I got
but do you remember like
yeah my swings?
But do you remember when jumping,
calculated?
Do you remember when jumping out the swing was a thing?
Yes.
Like I'm talking about like you come out. I'm talking about you come out
and try to go as far
boom,
as you can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could have busted our entire kneecaps.
Yeah. You know, the time when I get scared on the swing.
See, he's swinging wood chips. You heard that? Privilege.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. You didn't even catch that. Burr, burr, burr,
wait a
burn.
Minute.
If you was out there
wait
swinging
a minute.
And you
our
had,
producer
and
said
you had protected fake
he
wood
came
chips
down
in, your part,
in wood chips.
Woo. No, we came out in dirt.
Red dirt.
Grass.
And grass.
And grass.
And grass. Like
patches.
That, yeah, patches of grass.
What you mean?
This man over here, he just said swinging on the grass.
That's how you know it's different areas in the world, different areas.
Right there.
That's how I know you're from up north.
Our producer with wood chips.
Wood chips. Y'all didn't have grass up there. That's the problem. You ain't have grass. Bruh, in our parts, you would have grass everywhere, and it would be dirt around all the equipment. So the swings would have a goddamn dirt situation. What's the shit? Did the merry-go-round? Is the merry-go-round?
Oh, the merry-go-round right there in grass, too.
But it still had dirt.
Yeah, it was dirt around it. Yeah, slide.
Dirt. Monkey bars. Dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Kickball field. Dirt.
Dirt.
It'd be some grass on the kickball
it'd
field.
A little bit of grass.
Dirt.
A little bit of grass.
It'd be dirt.
But it'd be dirt.
You get dirty.
Dirt made us tough. What's we up? Literally got it out the mud.
And metal equipment. Monkey bars, everything. Metal.
Metal.
Like one false move.
You knew
you,
what part
you,
of the monkey bars
bruised.
Not to go to because you'll fuck your hand up and scrape it. Hey, watch that one right there. That one.
Like, our monkey balls is metal, so you're going to have calluses when you come back in.
Yeah.
If make you don't do it right.
Make you a man and a woman.
What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
Back flipping off a swing, but that was top tier thing growing up, bro. I don't know what it was about growing up, but we was fascinated with jumping. All of our activities included some type of jumping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything, we literally wanted to jump off. Remember the buildup for cannonball?
Yes.
Cannonball was something. That was something to be proud of. That's not. I don't even know if these kids cannonball no more.
I was about to say something.
Go ahead.
I didn't want you to get angry with
me. It's a safe space. Are you about. Are
cannonball's
you about,
gone.
Okay. I thought you were about to say something about specifically big people at cannonball.
No.
Okay. Good job.
Why did you want to get into it?
No, I just need to be like, I bet your cannonballs. It's just like it just, I can just feel that energy that you're on today.
You didn't do good cannonballs, though.
What's that? Boy, stop. I'm the type of person that cannonball, when I jump and I'm out, I can hit you with the wraparound knee tuck.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I could cross my legs, my nigga, and really give you an impact.
I'm just saying, listen.
Indian style, bitch. Have you ever jumped cannon up?
Yes.
Okay,
listen,
all
right then. But that's off a diving board, right?
No, that's off the floor.
You're not doing it off the side like
that. That's off the floor.
It's going to take you too long to get around.
No, that's off the floor.
It's taking too long to get
around. I jumped. We ain't have no diving board. Bless the Charlotte, weren't we?
All the hood wrecked.
My pool growing up was called the clay hole.
I pool in Charlotte with Double Oak and Revolution. What's up?
Those pools sounds blessed to me.
They was now they recreation centers.
Now,
they
which,
had the pool.
Now which one sounds? Everybody which one sounds pool. A little bit more clay hole.
Woo! Why you going by sound though?
I'm just saying that's where I learned to swim at, my nigga. That's where I learned how to survive. My cousin was a lifeguard. You want to know how I learned how to swim?
What?
Toss my ass in 10 feet in the middle.
You want to know how I learned how to swim?
How?
Swim? Bathtub.
Bitch. Hey, my name is Darren Big Baby Grand.
I used to go in the water. Dope ass in the bathtub. Like, I got done do that. So that taught me how to swim.
And that taught you how to swim. It's holding your nose.
By the time I got to the pool, shoot, I was in there.
So you comparing swimming in your tub to the pool.
No, but that's how you said learn. That's how I learned. I learned in the bathtub.
How'd you learn? Because you can't even swing your arms in the bathtub to really get the stroke on.
No, you couldn't. But you.
How did you learn?
My feet just down like this, just kicking my feet like that. And my head hit the top right there. And a couple of kicks. And yeah.
So you,
my head hit.
So
the,
this
hit,
nigga's telling me that.
So
he
then
swam.
I just came up like, oh
this,
yeah.
Hey y'all, this nigga said he swam from the back with a faucet. In.
It's probably about a good foot. Swam a good foot, but that got me ready for the pool.
This nigga got me ready for the pool. Y'all, this nigga said he swam from the back of the tub. Well, actually, the front of the tub to the back of the tub.
Yeah, about a good
where
foot.
Where was your hands at? To the side or just holding your nose?
Oh yeah. One was holding my nose and one hand was about down by my side, so I was straight.
So you just
and I was
just
kicking.
Feet.
Yeah, just feet.
How many feet did it take for you to get
I said
down?
It was a few, just a few. You know, just about a good foot worth. A foot worth, good foot worth.
Now, was your stomach or any part of your body touching the bottom of the tub or anywhere part of the
tub?
Oh,
nah, because, hey, look.
So your tub was big
enough?
Nah. My grandma, tub was big enough
my
for
grandma,
you to float?
My grandma never let me run my bad water, so I run my bad water high. So I got done get in there and do it.
Cap.
That's not cap.
I'm
What
age were you when you did this?
Huh?
What age was you when you did this?
What age was I doing?
What age? Well, nigga, you heard me.
We was like five. I was like five, bro. Five, six. I
five, but you're not. It's not. You should be stretched out in the tub.
Five, you're not that. What are you talking about? See, here we go. Big guy. This guy's he can't do it. Huh? Now,
Drake,
no one
you
can.
Did not. You
now,
did
no
not,
one can.
The bathtub did not teach you how to swim.
It did, bro. Holding my breath underwater, that did. Ain't that pretty much the gist of swimming? You hold your breath. Hey, stroke it out. You got the holding the breath part underwater, down pat, huh? That's at least 3/4 of the battle.
Are we picking the fucking games before we go for next week?
We are.
We got to keep it up now. Somebody keeping up with our record. We ain't, but somebody is.
You don't know that.
I trust the last few hitters. Y'all see the teaser in the beginning of the video? Hold on, look at the teaser again, cause he's gonna put it right here.
That dope, ain't it?
We told y'all we weren't playing.
Boy, that shit dope.
Go ahead. Last few hits. If you want to put in your parlays with last few hits, you can now download draft. One day.
He's just speaking into existence. Hey, Cardinals, Panthers. Come on, somebody. Vikings, Saints.
Vikings.
Browns, Falcons.
Browns.
Falcons.
Ooh.
Come on.
Browns at the Falcons?
Browns at the Falcons.
Myles Garrett is hurt. Falcons.
Commanders. Cowboys.
Damn, battle of the trash.
I don't want to. I'm never doing it. Commanders. I'm never doing it.
Commanders.
Never doing it. Seahawks. Lions.
Lions.
Lions. Titans. Colts. Titans.
Colts. Colts.
Titans.
Titans is having a tough
Bears, Giants.
I like the Bears.
Giants.
I like the Bears.
Jaguars, Eagles. Eagles. Yeah. Jets, Steelers. Steelers.
Even though the Jets could do it.
Wow.
I'm taking the Jets.
You taking the Jets?
The Jets could do it.
Silly you. Bills, Ravens.
Bills. Ooh.
Ravens.
Fuck.
Ravens. I'm going Ravens.
Bills just lost, though.
I don't care.
They just lost.
I'm going Ravens.
Oh, Bills.
I'm going Ravens.
Ravens just lost, too.
Chargers.
Ravens beat the
Chargers, Texans. Chargers for me.
Chargers. Man, they
hopefully, Keenan Allen will be back. Let's get back, Keenan.
Chargers just lost to the Jags.
Let's get back. Huh?
Chargers just lost to the Jags, bro.
Let's go, Keenan. Get back.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. 3-6. There we go. Patriots, Packers.
Packers.
Pack. Let's go, Pack. Broncos, Raiders.
Raiders 0-3?
Yeah.
They do for one.
Do for one.
Raiders.
Raiders.
God, Lord.
Let's go. Y'all do for one.
God
y'all
damn.
Y'all got a nice facility, though.
Devontae.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
Y'all right there. It's not his fault. Doing his work. Chiefs, Buccaneers.
Chiefs. They just lost to Chiefs.
I'm Buccaneers going Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs.
Buccaneers just look out of whack this
I'm going
year.
Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs.
Like as a team? I'm going Chiefs.
And Rams, 49ers.
Rams.
Going Rams.
I'm Darren Big Baby Brand.
I'm Osama Been Drinking.
Another dope episode of Last Few Hits. Be on the lookout for Last Few Hits. Goes to Jamaica. Info dropping October 3rd. Anything coming up? A&T beat South Carolina State this weekend. Aggie Pride.
What's up, last weekend? Yep. Bop, bop, bop. Man. You know what it is. Last Few Hits.
Appreciate y'all, man. Hey, man.
Last Few Hits.
Last Few Hits. Big announcement coming soon. We will be moving. Be on the lookout for that.
We'll
but it ain't nothing too crazy.
Ain't nothing too crazy.
It's great for the pod. We love y'all. Smoke something.